Savitri, Book 2, The Book of the Traveler of the Worlds, Canto 4, The Kingdoms of the Little Life, pages 134 to 136. Obeying the push of unborn things toward birth, out of her seal of insentient life she broke, in her substance of unthinking mute soul strength, that cannot utter what its depth divine, awoke a blind necessity to know. The chain that bound her, she made her instrument. Instinct was hers, the chrysalis of truth, and effort and growth and striving nescience, inflicting on the body desire and hope, imposing on inconscious consciousness, she brought into matter's dull tenacity her anguished claim to her lost sovereign right, her tireless search, her vexed, uneasy heart, her wandering, unsure steps, her cry for change. Adorer of a joy without a name, in her obscure cathedral of delight, to dim dwarf gods she offers secret rites. But vain, unending is the sacrifice. The priest, an ignorant mage, who only makes futile mutations in the altar's plan, and casts blind hopes into a powerless flame, a burden of transient gains weighs down her steps, and hardly under that load can she advance. But the hours cry to her, she travels on, passing from thought to thought, from want to want. Her greatest progress is a deepened need. Matter dissatisfies, she turns to mind. She conquers earth, her field, then claims the heavens, insensible, breaking the work she has done. The stumbling ages over her labor pass, but still no great transforming light came down, and no revealing rapture touched her fall. Only a glimmer sometimes splits mind's sky, justifying the ambiguous providence that makes of night a path to unknown dawns, or a dark clue to some diviner state. In nescience began her mighty task. In ignorance she pursues the unfinished work, for knowledge gropes but meets not wisdom's face, ascending slowly with unconscious steps. A foundling of the gods she wanders here, like a child soul left near the gates of hell, fumbling through fog in search of paradise. In this slow ascension he must follow her pace, even from her faint and dim subconscious start. So only can earth's last salvation come, for so only could he know the obscure cause of all that holds us back and baffles God in the jail delivery of the imprisoned soul. Along swift paths of fall through dangerous gates, he chanced into a gray obscurity, teeming with instincts from the mindless gulfs that pushed to wear a form and win a place. Life here was intimate with death and night, and ate death's food that she might breathe a while. She was their inmate and adopted waif, accepting subconscious in dumb darkness reign, a sojourner she hoped not any more. There, far away from truth and luminous thought, he saw the original seat, the separate birth of the dethroned, deformed, and suffering power, an unhappy face of falsity made true, a contradiction of our divine birth, indifferent to beauty and to light. Parading, she flaunted her animal disgrace, unhelped by camouflage, brutal and bare, an authentic image recognized and signed of her outcast force, exiled from heaven and hope, fallen, glorying in the vileness of her state. the grovel of a strength once half divine, the graceless squalor of her beast desires, the staring visage of her ignorance, the naked body of her poverty.